Good evening. This is David Jordan, attorney at law and director of the Paralegal Studies Program, and this is podcast number 10 on subrogation of rights, Law 19, creditor of rights and remedies. This is an interesting and somewhat difficult case to understand, and so I recommend that you go ahead and that you put a diagram of stick figures. And one stick figure will be Robert Johnson, and the second figure is Levinson, who is the appellant. In other words, he's appealing a case. It was in the lower court. He lost. He's now appealing. So Johnson and Levinson basically were in a business. They engaged in some sort of activity and made a promissory note to promise to pay, maybe for some services or product, to a third party. At the same time that they were co-signing and making a promise to pay, Levinson then transferred over to Johnson a corporation, which is the appellee, and that corporation is AM Thermex. The AM Thermex went ahead and paid off when the promissory note was demanded by this third party. Neither Johnson nor Levinson were going to pay. Basically, they just didn't have the money. And so the corporation taking over on behalf of Johnson and Levinson obviously had transferred his interest over to Johnson. Then the corporation, in this case, American Thermex Inc., went ahead and decided to pay the promissory note to this third party. It felt by paying this note that therefore it had subrogated in or now stood in the position of Robert Johnson, and therefore standing in the position of Robert Johnson, therefore could receive repayment against Levinson. So basically, the corporation, then American Thermex, filed a lawsuit against Levinson, and in the lower court in Georgia, the court felt that the corporation, should American Thermex, should go ahead and receive judgment, receive repayment of monies that it had paid on behalf of Johnson and Levinson to a third party for the payment of the promissory note. And then it was now appealed then by Levinson. So therefore, the case of Levinson versus American Thermex. A rather complicated, convoluted set of facts. But I think if you go ahead and diagram, it helps. Now, in analyzing this, the first thing you should state is what is the rule on subrogation. And so, at the outset of the case, you will state the legal right of subrogation arising out of the payment of a debt of another extends only in favor of a surety for the payment. That is, the debt or in favor of one who is compelled to pay the debt to protect his own right or interest. Now, it says, although Johnson signed the note as a co-maker, he himself obviously could be proved to be a surety of the case. However, the appellee or the corporation never appeared on the face of the note. And therefore, since they never appeared on the face of the note, actually the note was made prior to the corporation ever being transferred over. Therefore, obviously the promissory note could not be in its name. Therefore, the corporation was not obligated to pay the note. And since it was never legally obligated to pay the note, it could not stand in to act in way of subrogation. It is undisputed that the debt was paid by American Thermex to protect Johnson's credit, not to protect any interest or right of American Thermex itself. And that therefore, American Thermex is not a surety on the note and therefore had no right of subrogation under law. Now, the second argument obviously, if you don't win on one argument, then you go ahead and try another argument. The second argument that was made by American Thermex was that once they made payment of the promissory note, that it was automatically assigned the rights of the holder of the note. However, unfortunately, in order to have an assignment, it must be in written form, and there's no evidence of a written assignment of the note to the appellee by the holder of the note. So this was a tremendous botched legal resolution on behalf of the corporation. They should have had better attorneys. They should have contacted the third party. When they made a payment of the promissory note, they should have received a written assignment from the owner of the promissory note stating that that the corporation, American Thermex, by paying off the note, thereby stands in the shoes of the holder of the promissory note, this third party, and then could sue either Johnson or Levinson. Obviously, they wouldn't sue Johnson because American Thermex and Johnson are working together. That's why they wanted to protect Johnson's credit, but they could sue Levinson. So, again, the best way to do a posting on this is to start with the rule of law with respect to the right of subrogation, state the facts, show that that the corporation was not obligated to pay the note, therefore it could not in any way be a surety on the note, and therefore it had no right of subrogation, and then discuss that on a right of assignment it needs to be in writing from the holder of the promissory note that the corporation failed to obtain a such written assignment and therefore cannot be enforced as an assignment. Again, I'm not sure how much they paid their attorneys, but they should get a full reimbursement from their attorneys since they ended up losing this case. And that now concludes our podcast on number 10, the case of Levinson versus American Thermex.